Hi, this is Jay Nemo. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 619. After episode 618, I decided I need to do something light. Guy, that was kind of heavy. And I got a little bit overboard. Oh, but you know what I need to do? I need to do another, maybe it won't be so light. Sorry. Episode 619, you know what, maybe another gratitude one. More gratitude. Because I've been thinking about it, and it's really, really important to me. And so anyway, let's give out the phone number. 1-575-461-2716. Call me if you want me to come speak to your group. Talked a little bit about the terms on the last episode. We can go ahead and discuss that. Whatever way you want to, trying to kind of get kind of a reciprocal agreement going for people so that they feel comfortable. You know, sometimes it's really hard. You're taking a risk. And if you're taking a risk with money that you can't replace, that's, I know how difficult that can be, especially if you're like a nonprofit, for instance. I've worked with many nonprofits, and, you know, you have to watch every penny. And I'm very cognizant of that. And I'm very willing, you know, I try not to cost much at all for my presentations. You know, if one pays for meals, lodging, and transportation to get around everything, if somebody else takes care of that, I think I'm probably pretty reasonable. And I'll do my best to do you a good job. Which brings to fact being more grateful. When you get into a position where people start to say nice things about you, oh, Jane, oh, he's such a great speaker. Some people say that. Some people don't. It usually has to do with what I'm saying, you know. Nobody seems to complain much about my presentational style, particularly. At least they haven't come up and said that to me. But, you know, they might disagree with some of my points, and that's fine. That's what life is about. We don't all agree on everything. And we shouldn't. If we all did, you know, what would have to question if we were all getting schnookers or something? And who wants to do that? But it's really easy when you're out speaking to get kind of a swelled head and to think you're all that. Especially when people start praising you a lot. And I do get that, you know. And it's easy to get a swelled head. And in some of my things of late, it's always been important to bring up a few points. Almost for my purposes. You know, every talk I give is started to have these elements in it at some point. I haven't really gotten it polished off exactly how I'm going to do it. I might do it the same way every time. I don't know. I don't tend to do the same speech ever, you know, because I've got so many things I think about and that I talk about. It really precludes having just one speech. It's like a podcast. If you're basically a one-trick pony and you had a podcast, it'd be pretty short-lived. And once you were done giving that information, you could close up shop and it's over, you know. Speaking kind of can be interesting because since you're always going to different groups often, it's really very easy to fall into the habit of saying, I've got one really great speech, and I go out and I give that speech, and it's really polished and really wonderful. Mine don't tend to be incredibly polished because I tend to do a new speech every time I do a speech. You know, it really depends. Sometimes they tell you what they want their speech to be about, and sometimes they don't. They just say, Jay, we just want you to come and talk to us about something. You know, whether it's about autism, whether it's about you know, I even sometimes do it on stuff like Zenith. Some people say, Jay, just come and talk to us about this whole Zenith idea, because, you know, it's kind of interesting, And it's like, really? Okay. That was the reason why I started the podcast, but that was before I said, Jay, I really want to become a speaker. And you know, it was like, well, you know, geez, I'm... I didn't know that would be something anybody really wanted me to talk about in a venue. I just thought that was me talking about myself. And I've gotten to the point to where it's like, you know, that there might be a lot of Zenus. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to the whole idea of being grateful. Let me tell you how this stuff comes to me. And it's and in saying this, I don't want to be cocky either. I really don't. That somehow it comes as inspiration. I credit to God that I, in my religious background, it has to do with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and to your mind, and that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. And one can start to feel really cocky. Well, God talks to me, and you go, oh, yeah, it really doesn't go quite like that. But it can happen to anybody. It's not that it's my exclusive purview. It's not like God thinks I'm somebody special. Everybody is in a position where they could, you know, they could have that for themselves. You know, it's not an exclusive. Let me say that. And when you know that, it's really hard to get pompous about it. You know, the guy down the street who otherwise wouldn't seem very impressive, he could have gotten this kind of insight just as readily as I did. Now, the fact that I'm standing in front of you and saying something about it might be different. You know, I guess that's a little cocky. How dare I presume to be up here speaking to people about anything? But that's true of everybody. How does anybody feel that they're qualified to do this? And, you know, and the only way that I can do it with myself is to say it isn't really a question of qualifications. I'm only 40 years old. Most of my friends are in their 60s or 70s. I am very much the youngest of a very gentrified group of people that I tend to be around, my friends. And so that also kind of helps me not to be too cocky, I hope, is that I am probably the least experienced person in my circle. And when I say things, you know, they often retort and say, well, Jay, you may not be thinking about it like this. And when they say it, I go, oh, that's better. See, that's experience talking. And I will grant you that I am not the most experienced person. Just because I'm only 40. I've done some interesting things. I've gone to some interesting places. I certainly had some interesting jobs. And they've certainly given me some interesting insights that I'm willing to share, hoping that they'll touch you. Hoping that, you know, at some point there, it'll let you see something. I don't mind getting feedback. Now, it's often not appropriate, and it probably shouldn't be done in the venue of speaking or in the venue of giving a presentation or stuff like that. You can certainly email me. I don't tend to do it over the phone just because I really don't have a lot of time, private time to myself. I'm busy about several things. And so let me give you the email address, autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. I think I said earlier on in the episodes of this podcast that that, you know, I wanted to hear. I want to be enlightened, and I do. You know, sometimes I was a little cocky about saying, you know, don't just send me stuff that, oh, how great and wonderful you are. You know what? I forget that part because, you know, that turns people off, and I don't end up getting any feedback. I end up getting very little, and it's kind of disconcerting, you know. Even if people are saying, Jay, I hate you, I think you're stupid, I think your ideas are crazy, and I think you should be locked up in a mental institution, at least that would be feedback. Now, I could take it as that's the kind of person that doesn't really should be listened to, you know, because they're, whoa. I don't think anything I say in particular should warrant that kind of reaction, you know, hatred or vitriol or something like that. I don't think anything I say really deserves a very heated response. But I'd love to have it. So you just go ahead. If you listen to the podcast, you just want to make a comment, even if it's just, Jay, it's wonderful, or Jay, I really wish you would stop doing this, and I'm going to take myself off the list and unless you change, and I probably won't. Because this really is what I am and what I hope to accomplish with all these things, is to share with you some of the insights I've got. And I found that some people go, really, Jay, that is just so wow. You know, not necessarily that they agree or disagree with it, but just a different perspective. When we look at stuff from a different perspective, we get different insights, even if ultimately we disagree with the person that gave us the different view. We can at least say, I've studied this a couple of different ways, not just the standard way of looking at it. And, you know, I came to probably a more studied conclusion. And that's what I really hope to get out of this stuff. It isn't about converting you to Mormonism particularly. It isn't about trying to figure out if you're a Zenist or not, or trying to convert you to a certain way of looking at autism or politics or religion or any number of things. I just share my take on it because so many people have told me that it's unique, it's different, and they found it of value. And they get to decide what that value is. And when you look at it that way, it's really hard to get pompous about it, which is really, really important. It's really easy for speakers to start thinking, well, I'm all that. You know, somebody pays me this much money to travel across the country or to even a foreign country. And, you know, that I must be pretty darned important. And you go, don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that, because that's a killer. That's a killer for a lot of reasons. Because, you know what, I consider most of my insights, the different way I look at things, as being gifts from God. And I don't want those gifts to stop coming. You know, I honestly have become very dependent upon my relationship with God. And not that God depends on me, but it really brings me back, I guess, in the early to mid-90s, there was this whole concept of codependency, and it was kind of a psychological rage at the time, and about how sick it was. You know, it was mostly about men using emotional tactics on women to keep them oppressed, to keep them slaves, you know. Or to say that, you know, you can't go out and work and make your own money, because if you have your own money, you can leave me. You know, you can do what you want. I prefer you barefoot, pregnant, and in my, you know, and and under my thumb because you can't leave. And I was thinking about that, and I said, boy, am I codependent on God? Maybe. He certainly isn't dependent on me. You know, if I went off somewhere, I mean, he may be sad, but I don't think it would destroy his life. I think he'd be okay. So it would be me being dependent on him, and I am. And I seem to think that that's not a big problem. Now, I'm not dependent so far that, you know, I don't say, well, God, should I get up this morning? And if I don't get an answer, I stay in bed, you know. I'm not going to do anything until God tells me to do it. That's not good. That's not smart. You shouldn't do that. God doesn't want to be your puppet master. He's not interested in that either. He wants you to become a certain kind of a person, but to do that, you need to go forward. And I do. You know, I do stuff. You know, one doesn't sit still waiting for something to come. One just proceeds forward. That's why there's so many, I guess, podcast episodes here. Some of them I've heard are really good, and some of them are kind of meh, and some are just like, okay, you know, you should have thrown that one away. You shouldn't have put that one up. It was just horrible. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I apologize. I thought it was pretty good. But, you know, you guys get to rate that yourselves. And I'm not going to get, you know, like, well, this audience is so stupid. If they were smarter, they would have agreed. They would have understood. And they would be just saying every day, oh, Jay, you're so wonderful. Kind of like Rush Limbaugh has. You know, he has his people that no matter what he says, no matter what stance he takes, they love him. I love you. I love you, Rush Limbaugh. Kiddos, baby. You know, and I used to listen to Rush quite a bit. And I liked him. I still do, I suppose, but I certainly don't listen to him very much at all. Because it really isn't as, you know, I think it got down to him just being a little too pompous. You know, he was always big about, well, I'm right 99%, blah, 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 percent of the time. And you go, you know, that's cocky, that's pompous. I'm not going to say that. I have no clue. I have no clue how often I'm right and how often I'm not. I'm just giving my perspective. And if it's valuable to you, good. And I want it to be valuable to you for the sole reason of, hey, I don't get speaking gigs if it's not. If word starts to spread, well, yeah, Jay Nemerow speaks, but it's all worthless. You know, you feel like you've been ripped off. When you pay out the check, you go, I can't believe we spent all this money on this guy. It's just nutty. You know, I don't want you to feel like that. I want you to feel, number one, uplifted. I want you to have renewed confidence in yourself. But I also want you to know that, you know, if there's some things to change, you can change. And God will help you do it. Not to be a religious speaker particularly, but, you know, because people say, well, God is religion, and I don't look at him that way. Never, you know, I don't know if I've gotten past that or if I just said, you know what? God is real. Religion tends to get mystical on you. And that's how you can say, well, I don't see him, but he's there, and he kind of pervades everything. It's like, no. Quit thinking of God that way. It's not useful. And plus, I don't really think that's true. You know, God's a person. God's your Heavenly Father. He loves you. He wants to help you. And boy, let me tell you, does He have the resources to be helpful. If I want to know the truth about something, you know, I do want to dig around and ask God, here's what I came up with. Do you think it's right? I did that on Venus, and then Venus kind of went, and I don't think it's because I didn't find insights from it, from doing the little Zenith exploration. But I don't know if it's important if it's right or not. What's important ends up being, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about yourself and what you're capable of doing? And if you're going to sit and just say, I'm handicapped, I'm going to be a lump, or I'm going to moan and groan about my conditions and about how nobody understands. And just to move past that and to say, you know what, I may very well have problems. It's just interesting that those problems have a name, and, you know, there's a lot of other people that share that title, I guess, that diagnosis. But that you shouldn't have that define you. Don't let it define you. Go on and do something else. And I find that being that, having some of those traits myself, I am not diagnosed as autistic, probably could be, or Asperger's or something along those lines. It's not you can look at it as a package of disabilities, or you can look at it as a package of being different. And that different is often needed in the world, you know. We need different insight. Having the same people use the same approach toward everything often doesn't work very well, you know. It isn't going to take care of problems. It isn't going to solve things. I'm going to need to stop here pretty soon and check my phone. And some of the limitations that I have that may be autistic-like, they do one good thing for me. They keep me humble. You know, I can't think I'm all that, because look at the things I struggle with. You know, I'm scatterbrained. Oh, you can hear it in the podcast, I'm sure. I'll lose track of where I'm going, and I'll just be going everywhere. I freely say I'm scatterbrained. I don't revel in it and praise it and say, oh, isn't it great? Aren't you glad I'm scatterbrained? Because I'm not. You know, I need to keep track of things better. I need to put myself into a circumstance where I can handle. I can remember things. I can keep my train of thought. I'm trying to do better. I think I'm doing better now than I used to do as a kid. Oh, thank goodness. But yeah, it's those things like that. Don't forget your limitations. They help you stay humble. You know, you try to mitigate those. Just like I said, when we were trying to soar with our strengths, it doesn't mean to totally ignore the fact that you have weaknesses. Those weaknesses keep you from getting cocky, keep you from getting prideful, which is destructive. It'll ultimately take you down, you know, because then you won't be seeking for the help and the guidance that you need. You'll be on your own, and that's a dangerous place to be, is on your own. You're always going to need help, and it's always important to express gratitude. You know, I'm grateful for those of you who bring me in for speaking. I really am. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. And I enjoy doing it, and hopefully many of you do too. I get good feedback, and I get interesting feedback from lots of people. And I'm grateful for those who say thank you. And I say thank you right back at them. You know, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. And I hope it helps in whatever way you need help, or if you just want reaffirmation of something that you already knew and you want to hear it from a different source. I think that's always helped me a lot. Especially, you know, when I was doing the Zenith exploration things, when I would get feedback on it and people would say, you know, that's interesting. You might have something there. That was all I needed. I didn't need people saying, oh, yes, you found the newest, greatest insight. Oh, my gosh, we all need to change and start thinking of life this way. You know, I don't need that. I just needed somebody to say, just to kind of validate the idea, not to say that they're disciples of it. I'm not some prophet looking for disciples. I'm just this guy saying this is what I see, this is what I think, these are the connections that might be so, and just to have people go, that's interesting. You know, I could see how that might work. And that's all I need. You know, I don't want to get swell-headed, you know, because given my limitations, it would be too easy to alienate everybody because I don't know what everybody's thinking. And that's... and if I were to ever lose sight of that, I think I would be dead, because then I would think that everybody was agreeing with me, and that's not going to be true. Most of the time I'm not going to be agreed with, but hopefully I can, you know, hopefully the value of what I'm doing here and what I do in speeches and in breakout sessions is simply to give people another perspective, to say this is how other people might be thinking and feeling about this. And it might be really useful to take that into account in your dealings with them, in your relations. You know, be prepared to do that. I tend to get caught up, I don't know why, in the women's groups. And I don't know how I got into being more... how do you say it? Not really being a spokesman for them, but somebody they like to hear. They like the fact that I'm a husband and I do dishes on occasion. I can't say I do it very often. But I do housework. I vacuum. I vacuum a lot. I vacuum the stairs. I don't think my wife has touched the vacuum except for a few times in years, because I do that, and when I get tired of it, I kind of coerce the kids into doing it. I never make her do it. In fact, I don't make her do much of anything. She does a lot of things, but it's because of her own desire. She wants to do it. You know, my wife wants a clean, presentable house, and so she tends to do it. I want to help her, so that these are my contributions to it. And the women love that. I see, you know, it's almost like, they're so in touch with what women want. And it's like, I don't get it. I don't know if it's Zenith. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know. Or if it's just their perception of me. I am not a rough and tumble, hard, smacking on people man. I could be called a sensitive guy, I think. But I'm definitely a guy. I am not your girlfriend. Even though I have been accused in the past of maybe being gay. But I'm not. I think my wife and my 6 children will stand behind me on that issue. And also, you've probably heard way back in the past, I really haven't brought up the concept of homosexuality and how I look at it lately. You can certainly go back and try to look for it. It's one of those divisive things. I do not make friends in the homosexual community readily because of my take on it. And I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, this is Jay Nemro. Trying to be grateful some more for what I have. Not to say that it's Jay. You know, certainly I've got talents. I think everybody has some talents. Hopefully I'm honing in on what my talents are and being able to harness them for the benefit of all, especially for my fiscal benefit. Thank you. Please come and let me know. I've got, you know, I'm not totally bowled over with work. I am staying with my head above water. I do have my day job, and I'm going to keep it for a while until I don't need it anymore. I don't know. It's another non-cocky thing I have. So I'm keeping my day job while I try to get this speaking thing off the ground better. You can contact me for the chance to come and speak to you, to come be a part of things. This is the phone number. Sorry, guy. Where am I going? Is 1-575-461-2716. You can also contact me by email if you like, although if we're going to really get something going, I will follow up with a phone call, or we will need to talk over the phone. I need to really have indication that you're not like a 12-year-old. You know, I want to hear an adult voice giving me assurances that these things are happening before we start, you know, making commitments to each other. But the email address is autism, AUTISM, at NMS, Quix, sorry, autism at Quix, Q-U-I-X, dot U-S. What a day. Anyway, it's been a good day. Probably be another couple of more of these recordings before I stop. This is Jay Nemro. Have a great day. See if I can find my mouse. Have a great day.